The last couple of weeks have been extremely rough around here. Our daughter had been away on a very romantic Mediterranean cruise, one where I was sure that they were going to become engaged. Now, while they were away, they had left their sweet little dog, Harley, with us. And the day before they returned, Harley was hit by a truck and she was killed. It was absolutely devastating. We love this dog. We just love this little dog. We know our daughter and her boyfriend love this dog. This was going to be just horrible, this whole thing. So here they are coming back from this trip, and they're going to share this wonderful news, and we're going to tell them this. How do we do this? Well, we knew that we couldn't tell her or them before they came back. We weren't going to email them or call them. We just could not do that.
No, it's something that had to be done face-to-face.
And we hoped that when they did arrive, we could wait and allow them to share their news first. It was all excruciating, yeah. Honestly, just ripping our hearts out over this. And I wanted to know if there was any way to lessen the pain and to make sure that we were doing things the right way. So I contacted Sarah Dimmerman, our resident psychologist and parent educator from helpmesarah.com. And Sarah, you were just absolutely wonderful about this. First, let me thank you publicly for doing this.
My heart just went out to you as well, to both of you, and to your daughter and her boyfriend and everybody that was involved, because, you know, I have two cats and a dog. I've always had animals, and I know the anguish of losing an animal and how you feel even when you know that your animal is dying and you put him down or put her down. I mean, I know the pain of that, so I could only imagine, and that's why, you know, I keep my cats like. Inside, I know that I sometimes feel it's cruel, but it's like they're little children. Right. I don't even want them going outside for fear that anything would happen to them, you know?
Yeah.
So my heart just went out for you, and I just thought, wow. I was racking my brain trying to think of what I could give you, what tidbit of information I could give you that would make it easier. And the more I thought about it, the more I realized, you
know,
there's no easy way around it.
That's right.
I know that you, when you wrote to me, you weren't 100% sure that they'd gotten engaged, but you were pretty sure.
Mm-hmm.
And so my responses were kind of based on remembering that as well, thinking, you know, here they're going to come so excited, they want to share, and typically I'm sure Harley would just, you know, run towards them as well, and they would know. But you wrote to me something so interesting, Carol. Do you want to share what you said, how she realized that something was wrong?
Yes. Well, what happened was when they got out of the car, she had her left hand in her pocket. So I immediately went and I took her left hand out and I saw the ring and said, congratulations. And, you know, we all said congratulations. And then we were hugging and Paul hugged her. And at the moment he did that, she said, what's wrong?
Yeah.
And the reason she knew was because Daddy hugged her too long.
Yeah, it was a different kind of hug maybe even. Yeah.
And then we had to tell them right away. We told them, and it was just, it went from this euphoria of such excitement, and they're so thrilled to tell us their news.
Well, the timing couldn't have been worse.
Yeah, and I said, I'm so sorry I have to tell you this, but I had to tell them quickly because we have some health considerations in the family right now too, and I didn't want her thinking that. And it was all so absolutely horrible. And I thought, will
and
they ever think
as
of
you
their...
Had mentioned to me, I mean, the waiting...
Yeah.
You know, I think part of what I was aware of, too, when you wrote to me about this is the tremendous feeling of, I don't know if you felt this, but I would imagine I might, the feeling of, you know, the responsibility of taking care of something that's so, some living being that's so precious to somebody else. I mean, it's a huge responsibility. And, you know, it's one thing if a dog or an animal is killed in the care of its owner, but when it's killed in the care of a caregiver, in the care of a caregiver, you know, I think that you feel even worse.
Oh, absolutely. I felt so much worse. And they were so generous, you know, when they said to us, this could have happened at any time. That's the very first thing Carl, our son-in-law-to-be, said. And Jess said the same thing. Mom, it could have happened here because Harley always would run and play. She never went out front. But
that's right. I mean, they knew that your area was open and that it was such a wonderful environment for Harley to be in because she could run free.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You know, and why would you ever think that she would run into the front? She'd never done that before.
I know. But still, but the point is, yes, she was in our care, and I don't know that I will ever get over that. I feel so...
A tremendous responsibility.
Terrible, yeah.
Yeah, but I think, as you said, it's so wonderful that Jess and Carl handled it the way that they did because, you know, it's just a testament of your relationship. of them not wanting you to feel any worse than you could. I mean, how could you possibly feel any worse?
I know.
Well,
I
hours later, our daughter, who's been blessed with a dark sense of humor like her father, said, if ever we bring the kids over, they got to be kept on leashes.
Honestly,
with her eyes still swollen.
Yeah, you know, the tears still there, and yet
it was humorous, but it actually doesn't make you feel much better. I think when please God they have children, you will be watching those kids, eyes on them every single second of the moment. You know.
Yeah. Sarah Dimmerman is a psychologist, and she's a parent educator. And now, you know, we're looking at other things surrounding the wedding, and we are starting to think about other things. We still think and talk an awful lot about Harley, but it's just, it's also, for our listeners, this is not just about what we went through, but how do you tell people awful news? What do you
straight,
do?
Straight up.
Right. Well, that's one of the things that I suggested to both of you was, you know, being aware that there was no way to get around. No. And what I did say, however, was to not build up to the final, you know, Harley was killed, but to say that right away, because as you said, you know, she could tell right away that something was up. And then as she's waiting for that news, if you were to have said, well, we were outside, and then this, and then that, you know, her anxiety would have been building and building and building. Mm-hmm. So what I suggested to you, as I would to anybody, you know, is as harsh as it may sound, you know, you can soften it by your voice, your tone, you know, I'm sorry, sweetie, we have some bad news. Harley was killed. Harley ran into the street and was killed by a truck, you know. I think then you've got it all out there in the open, and then you can then break it down because, as I said to you, you know, shock for sure would have been there, and that you mentioned back to me that shock, you know, everybody, she was in such a state of shock, as was Carl. And then after the shock, you know, then you may feel a whole bunch of other emotions. But, you know, and I suggested that she may even, or somebody might want to know, you know, how did it happen? One of the things that you shared with me was that Harley was, somebody had seen it happen and reported to you that Harley was struck and killed instantly, which I think is something, you know, if you know that about an animal that's being killed, then to be able to share that to the person that was the owner, you know, or even for yourselves, who, you know, was your grand dog, you know. You know, then that, I think, is probably some consolation, if any, because nobody, even if you see roadkill, even if you see a raccoon that's been hit, the worst thing is to see any animal suffer.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But you know what it was? It was that realization when we were breaking the news that we were robbing them of that moment of joy. Of telling us that they were engaged. It's almost like they were being cheated.
I know. Yeah. I thought about that myself, but how do you get around
that?
You
can't.
I mean, well, you can't.
You can't. I mean, you mentioned, Paul, that it was bad timing. And, of course, in many ways it is. But, I mean, it's never good timing to share that kind of news anyway. But in some way, the good part of that is that at least they had that joy to focus on, you know, and not to say that it would take away from the pain that you're feeling, because that pain will certainly be there, but it may take the edge off just a little bit.
Because we have this other thing that is so wonderful, and he's such a great guy, and even more so, I said to Jess this afterwards, I said, you know, the way Carl dealt with this and tried so hard to make me feel better, or us feel better about it, I said, I just love him even more. He's a really good catch.
But you have to keep in mind, he's a firefighter.
And he's a first responder.
Yes, he deals with this kind of, well, more tragic events than this almost on a daily basis.
Right. You know, isn't life just a mixture of sad and happy all the time?
Isn't it?
Right?
That's a
Sarah,
it's a roller coaster.
I just, again, want to say thank you so much, Sarah.
Well,
really appreciate it.
I'm happy to have been there for you.
Well, thank you, Sarah. Sarah Dimmerman is a psychologist, and she's a parent educator. And you can find out more. She has blogs. She's got all sorts of great things, interviews on her website, too, at helpmesarah.com.